Previously on Dungeon Punks.
So welcome to Dungeon Punks Fashion Podcast.
Yeah, I'm probably pretty good looking for a gnome.
Yeah, so the bad news is we won't be able to. The good news is I can fly away.
Oops. I didn't, like, fuck up the trip, did I?
Welcome to Dungeon Punks. I'm Stu Pop, your Dungeon Master and everyone's podcast dad. And with me, as always, are the members of Rust Monster.
Lee, and I play Scotty Stormbringer.
Devin, I play Johnny Eagle.
Aaron, I play Shoesy Joan.
And Phil Seaplack playing Cregan Stonehand.
So when last we left, there was a stone boat full of dwarves attacking you. And to arms, Captain Jet shouts as the dwarven ship closes on the runaway. That's the ship you're on. We're going to try and outrun her. But as the captain says that, a cannonball explodes through the main mast, sending shards of wood flying across the deck. Everyone,
God,
please give
it.
Me a deck save.
Ooh, right into the action.
I'm okay at those.
I'm supposed to be.
21.
It's a solid 8.
13.
11.
Can I use, like, acrobatics right. or something?
So, Shoesy, like, literally, like, matrixes out of the way of these, like, shards of
matrixes
blood.
Matrixes or matrices?
Matrixes. Yeah.
Math is everywhere around her.
Matrices would be the plural. Matrix is the verb.
Okay, I'm glad we sorted that out.
I'm just verbing some nouns. You guys managed to sort of dive to the deck and not get hit, except for Johnny, who just sort of stands there.
Got to keep it consistent.
Catches,
wait,
just catches a full face of
an
wooden shards.
Oh, okay, that's why.
You take 2 damage.
Yeah, I did. Bleeding is kind of my thing now.
You've got some splinters.
Makes you look more badass.
Sure.
You're the Andrew WK of the seas.
The mast is now starting to, like, slowly topple. Does anyone have anything?
No.
I imagine I couldn't mend a portion of this mast.
You should certainly try. What are the rules of mend?
How? I think it has to be like 5 feet by 5 feet of
the full object, though, right?
I don't know. Or no, just like a portion of it has. I can only mend 5 feet by 5 feet worth of stuff at a time.
Okay, I'm gonna make a ruling that the object itself has to be that big. You can't like slowly mend a boat.
All right.
I bet you could.
I would at least in an emergency situation say you can't. Maybe if you had time and like ritualized the spell or something. Okay.
Well, is there a rowboat?
All my stuff just breaks things more. So,
yeah, could I? Well, like Thunderwave could push it, right?
The other direction?
Direction?
Yes. Devin, please do not use Thunderwave.
I would like you to follow that line
how
of thought.
How about Shatter?
Can you just like reverse the spell? Is that if you just say it backwards?
If Devin could actually say it backwards in one go without thinking about it for too long, maybe.
Averunter? I don't know.
No,
I failed.
Yeah, you failed real bad.
Were you trying to say Thunderwave backwards?
I completely got lost, and then I just panicked, and I just started saying things.
Okay. Wouldn't Shatter backwards be Urtas?
No, let's talk about Thunderwave. Urtas.
That one's much harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be Ritas.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. See, I can't even do it.
So like, it's falling towards us. I feel like I could push it the other way.
I'd say it was falling towards you. I just said it was toppling.
Oh, okay. No, I don't care.
Not unless I can whisper a message to it, convince the mast not to fall, which I don't think I can. I am useless in this scenario. So.
Well, what are the professionally trained pirates doing?
Getting the fuck out of the way of the mast that's falling is what they're doing.
I would like to follow suit.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that
like
too.
Good...
Well, little known fact about Johnny Eagle, I'm a magical carpenter, so I'm good with... Wood? I don't know.
Are you?
No. I just got hit in the face with a bunch of splinters.
You have
burnt
hands.
Right now.
You're not a carpenter.
Kind of just petered out of your own lie there halfway through.
I know. I can convince myself. So they're just like, let's abandon that.
So the mast just crashes to the deck sort of sideways. Some of it's like hanging off into the water and causing the ship to sort of lilt a bit.
Just a total mass.
How far away is the assumed dwarven ship?
Well, it's getting closer.
Mending, also, you'd have to touch the thing. I'm just
go
reading.
Touch it.
So.
I mean, I think I could touch a mast, right?
I think it would have to probably be, like, standing up. And
it also has to be no larger than 1 foot in any dimension.
Oh, so not 5 feet.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 foot.
You had the completely wrong spell.
Yeah. Cloud of daggers is fine.
I'm going to keep an eye on you and your
well, that spell's
janky
fixed boat. Whoops.
Well, my spells are super.
Hey, I couldn't have done it anyway.
Yeah, Mend,
so.
It works. It allows me 1 wish.
It's like strange, but for the sake of time, I'll allow it.
Nobody look it up.
Okay. So that has just happened. You guys, no one gets hit or anything. It fell slow enough that everyone was able to get out of the way. But the stone ship is getting closer and closer. In fact, it pulls up alongside the runaway. and its flag depicting a bat flying out of hell is whipping in the wind, and the dwarven pirates start dropping boarding ladders that kind of latch onto the railing of the runaway. Captain Jet turns to you and says, a little battle music wouldn't hurt. Roll initiative.
Fuck yeah.
Like, you seriously want us to fucking start playing right now? Because I think you got bigger fucking fish
to fry.
Well,
we're just like the band that plays as the Titanic goes down, right? You know, it's cool. That's cool. It's a cool thing to do, right?
No, you got a happy ending. Fight via music, basically.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
That's true.
Got a solid 7. Doing great today.
20, not natural.
I got a 14.
I got a 13.
In classic D&D fashion, you've all said this before. Asked you so I could write it down.
Well, oh yeah. So, hey, at least we didn't all say it at once.
That is true. That's true. Improving. Yes. Progress.
Growing as players.
Unfortunately, the pirates are going first because they rolled very high.
That's what you say.
They rolled a 21.
Well, that's what you say.
Yes, it is what I say.
But you roll behind a screen, so we never know.
There, you see? It's 19. They have +2 dex.
I didn't see that.
We're going to have try this next time on Dungeon Bugs where we take a trust exercise experiment.
Lee leaves.
Everyone falls.
Couples counseling with the Dungeon Bugs.
Oh, group counseling? That'd be funny. Not funny. Counseling is very important to everyone, but it would just be a terrible situation for us.
Anyways, a bunch of pirates, all dwarves, run down these boarding ladders and start attacking people. And first one they are going to go for is Cregan because they don't like gnomes.
What do these pirates look like? Aside from being dwarves.
They're dwarves. You don't know what dwarves look like?
Yeah. They look like pirates. Piratey dwarves.
They're wearing clothing. Some have hair.
I actually do want him to explain what they look like. I'm just being an ass.
They look like your like classic pirate wear.
Oh, okay.
Dwarves, yeah, but they're dwarves. So they're shorter. They're pretty. They're stocky.
So like stereotypical Hollywood pirates?
Yes.
Okay.
As opposed to...
Probably real pirates who probably didn't dress like that.
Yeah.
And just murder you.
They were just dirty.
Does anyone have peg legs?
Yeah, except their peg legs are made out of stone.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty legit. Yeah. That's cool. Throw them in the water.
Okay, it's not your turn. It's the pirates. You know what? They're attacking Devin and Lee now because Phil has listened quietly. And yeah, so the first one comes swinging with his axe at Scotty.
Okay, well, good luck.
17.
No, he's not going to hit me.
Okay, the other one's going to come at you.
Watch it.
I've decided they've had pack tactics because you guys are being mean to me. So that would be an 18.
Tie goes to the runner. Who's the runner in this case? Nobody knows.
Is it attacker or defender that wins?
I've decided that he's getting a DM Fiat bonus because, again, you guys have been mean to me. I will not continue this after this one.
Okay, good, because you're being really petty and it's really annoying.
He only hit for 2, so.
Okay.
I also do think it ties hit.
Yeah.
Ties hit. No, I think you have to beat the AC, actually.
Yeah.
So
defender usually wins, I think.
Don't actually take the 2. He didn't hit you. I was being petty, but you guys were being mean. And Devin, he's
I'm not apologizing. This is great material.
12, I'm guessing, doesn't hit you. That's the highest.
No, oh my gosh, something missed me for once. Yeah.
Nice.
So you sort of dodge out of the way of these pirates, and then it is Aaron's turn.
Oh shit!
Is there June.
Is there any way that I could run up? Like, are they still filing on via those little bridge ladder thingies? Do you think I could like topple one of them?
You can certainly try.
I mean, I'm not like the strongest, but so that would just be like strength.
Strength, yeah.
Ooh, that's not gonna be good at all. 7.
Nope. No, they're like locked on. So you're trying to get the lock
off. Oh shit!
And while you're doing that, I'm gonna say one of the ones that are coming across is just gonna take a swing at you.
Dang it!
But he probably won't hit with 13.
Nope.
Nope. So you sort of dodge out of the way of that as he swings and he just keeps running.
Can I
toward the ship?
Is there any way that I can sort of get out of there, like disengage, but like further back? Because I've got my
a little bit. Yeah, you could get away directly from that, but you've already took time to move.
Yeah,
to it,
totally.
So
I just don't want to be like right there.
My tumbling acrobatic thingy.
Yeah, my tumblers. Yeah. Somewhere
so as a
other.
Bonus action, I think you can just like.
Yeah, I can disengage, but you know, Stu's got it. Like I. Oh. We're on a boat, so it's not like I'm going to have very much room to maneuver, but just as long as I'm not right there.
No. Yeah, so you're able to move back from the boarding ladder, and it is Cregan's turn.
All right. I'm going to start...
Heat metal.
No. Do these platform things, bridges that they've laid out, are they considered inorganic material? Because... In this particular spell, it says that I can do some damage to inorganic materials, and it lists stone and I guess crystal stuff as examples, but
yeah,
I
mean, they're metal platforms, okay. So I would say that would be inorganic.
Well, then I'm gonna pull out Ramona, mm-hmm. and then a drumstick in my offhand, and then just start banging away on my cowbell.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4,
and then cast Shatter on the bridges.
Okay. Shatter. Roll an attack on all, just only one, right? Or is it an area?
It's like an area effect. So if they're within some,
they have to make a Constitution save. What's the Constitution of the ladder?
What's the area? Does it say on there?
60 feet. Oh, the range is 60 feet, and it's a 10-foot radius sphere.
Okay, so you'll be able to hit two of the ladders.
Perfect.
But you also hit the boat and the
That's fine.
But could you hit like the ladder on their side of the boat?
Yeah, it'll still hit. The boats are really close together.
But is the runaway made of wood? The
runaway is made of wood.
Yeah, it would still affect organic. Wood. It's anything. No, it just would take half damage then.
Oh, okay.
Okay. One of the ladders makes its constitution. Oh, what's your DC? Sorry.
It's 14.
They'd have disadvantages because they're made out of stone.
Okay.
Yay, spell cards.
Thanks, Evan.
Okay. So just roll damage because you're not. I guess there's some dwarves. They make their saves.
It's a living ship.
So that's 17 damage.
17?
Thunder damage.
Okay. Yeah, you blow up two of those boarding ladders.
Yes.
And also blow off the like railing that they're attached to on the runaway and blow some chunks out of the ship. But Thomas is actually hard to break because it's a weird bubbly substance. It actually is. It doesn't shatter as well as other things.
That makes sense. All right.
It's
and that's
like
my
an
turn.
Arrow bar made of stone.
It's nature's arrow bar. You can never.
Oh, and then I might as
and
well.
And two dwarves like go like, ah, and tumble into the water as the things explode underneath.
Okay. Did they have stone legs?
You didn't see. If you're asked that about every.
I just want to see if they go, ah. And they
there's
just
one
go
guy. Away. One guy has a stone leg.
Okay.
Yeah, there's always one guy.
I just want the guy to be in the ocean and be like, I made poor choices. And he just like sinks.
No.
But if his leg is also made of pumice, then he would just be floating upside down.
It's true.
Unless it's not attached very well.
Hmm.
Hard to say.
I feel like he could probably just take it off if it was sinking him.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to tie his
unless
arms.
He's panicking and he doesn't know how to do it very quick and it's attached under his pants, which would probably make sense because why would you attach your leg over your pants?
Yeah, because if you're walking in mud, it would just like pop off.
You know? But maybe he's just wearing shorts.
What kind of pirate wears shorts?
Maybe one of
summer pirates.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you got to have a beach party after you.
Beach party pirates! Spring break. All right.
So no, it's not spring break yet.
Are you moving at all? Any?
Yeah, I'm going to position myself by one of the dwarves that attacked Johnny.
Okay. So you run over to Johnny to fight those dwarves.
Yep.
Johnny, it is not your turn yet. It's Lee's turn. It's Scotty's turn.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm dead last.
So there's pirates in front of me attacking me ineffectively.
Yes.
And there is... Is there anyone else, like, in front of me?
There's, like, lots of crew running around and fighting. It's pretty chaos-y.
Okay. Is there, like, if I was to run over the railing and cast Thunderwave in the direction of their boat,
mm-hmm.
could I do that?
You could, yeah. These dwarves
technically,
have got an attack of opportunity on you.
My thinking was, technically, their boat is unsecured.
No, only two of the ladders got
down.
So how many are there in total?
There were three.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we can't really play while people are attacking us, unfortunately. So if Captain Jet wants some music, she's going to...
Well, I'm keeping a beat on my cowbell, so...
Yeah, but my axe is also my bass.
Hmm. Does your axe make music when you hit stuff with it?
I don't know.
Is it just like... Boing.
Probably just goes like... Boing.
Clang. So just bass. Yeah.
You just have to hit in tempo.
Yeah. Could do that. Really have any other things I can do. I'll just attack them.
Can't go wrong with attacking sometimes.
Can I hit one of them with my axe and then with my offhand smack one of them with my shield?
Yes, it counts as an improvised weapon though.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm going to hit one of them with my axe base.
Okay.
8.
No, that pirate steps out of the way is surprisingly quick for a dwarf.
That die is getting
and
in
he
time.
Goes, ha-ha!
I will try and smack him in the face with my shield then.
Okay.
That'll probably hit. That's
will,
a 23.
That'll be a D4.
Okay. I still add my strength bonus, yeah?
No, you don't, because it's your second offhand weapon.
Oh, then just 3.
Okay, so yeah, you bloody his nose with that after he makes his ha-ha, and he goes, ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
And the crew of the runaway, it's their turn. Captain Jet.
They better be pretty good at fighting, because we're not right now.
yeah, Captain Jet attacks with her sword and runs one of the dwarven pirates through and goes on to fight some other people. And Cherry is on one of the upper decks throwing some bombs down at people.
Cherry!
Not well, though. She just overthrows and it hits the water.
It's okay, I've been there.
Just and then cool. Finally, it's Johnny Eagle's turn.
What's like the other ship's mast and stuff made out of?
It's entirely made out of stone.
Oh, for real, eh? Even like the sail?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, the sail's made out of
very foam. Thin stone.
Is it a giant sail?
It's pretty big, yeah. This is like, it's like a big like sailing ship.
Oh, okay.
There's multiple sails.
There is, eh? Would I be able to throw something at it?
You can try, yeah.
Okay.
That's the range of your thrown thing.
It would be 20 feet.
You probably get it to like the base of it. You'd have to run through the like melee over to the edge.
If only you could fly up.
Yeah. I would like to drop something on their ship, on the sail.
Okay. You're going to get some attacks opportunity as you try and move away from these guys.
Yes.
Okay. That's going to happen first as you fly up. One will hit you, one will miss you.
Yay.
That's a mighty three.
I'm just going to take this opportunity to remind everyone that we all have Bardic Inspiration that we should probably be using, and I just remembered.
You take 3 damage.
Okay.
And you fly up.
Towards our sail.
Towards our sail.
Okay. I'd like to throw Alchemist Fire at it.
Okay.
Where did you get Alchemist Make Fire?
I spent all of my starting money on
it. I remember this.
This is going to go bad, probably.
So I shouldn't have bought all that rope. Should have just gone straight to Alchemist
Fire. It is a big sail, right? It'd just be my dexterity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you just have to drop it, right?
It'd be 11 on the sail.
That is just enough because it is an inanimate object, so it's just got a 10.
Yay!
So, yes, you hit the sail. What does Alchemist Fire do?
1d4 every turn.
Okay.
And it's all sticky and shit.
Right.
Napalm.
Pretty much. It's D&D napalm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the sail takes 1 damage this round.
Nice.
Okay.
But it's on fire, right?
What was that, 50 gold?
Well, it's like on fire and like the area where it landed, it hasn't really expanded yet.
Okay.
Devin, how much you spend on that Alchemist Fire?
A lot. I can't remember exactly, but it took a lot of my money, so... I was super stoked, and I'm like, I'm gonna buy and burn something, and then I saw the damage, I'm like, that's like a match.
All right, it's Pirate's turn again. So the two that were attacking Johnny wheel on Cregan and attack him. What's your AC, Cregan?
14.
14. So one will miss you, one will hit you.
Okay.
It'll hit you for 4.
No problem.
Two are going to continue to attack Scotty.
They can continue to go fuck themselves.
One will miss, one will hit with a 20.
Okay.
That will be 7 damage. And then one is running over to attack Shoozy.
Fuck you.
That'll be a 16.
Dang it.
Does that hit?
Yes.
For a max damage of 8.
Boo.
And then it's your turn, Shoozy.
Okay. So I'm probably like near a handful of these fuckers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cast Bane. So up to 3 creatures I can see in range, which is 30 feet.
Okay.
They must make a charisma save. And if they fail, they have to, when they make their attack rolls or saving throw before Bane ends, they must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack or save throw.
Against you specifically or against anyone?
It just says in general.
Okay. In general, they pretty much just have a curse on them.
Yeah.
And they have to beat what? What's your save?
A pox be upon you.
15.
All right, well, they all 3 failed, so that's the one attacking you, and what other dwarves do you want to target?
Maybe the 2
yeah.
by me? Or how many are on Scotty?
Also 2.
2.
Oh, okay.
And Johnny?
I got this handled.
I'm in the air.
He's in the air.
He's in the air, right. Okay, so...
You can just do 1-1-1.
Yeah, let's do that.
Sure.
You can move if you'd like to move. You can disengage from this guy attacking you.
Yeah.
That rolly thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll definitely do that.
Back handspring.
Back handspring. Super cool looking.
Land it.
High five somebody.
Midair.
Midair, yeah.
That's true.
All right, Cregan.
All right. Batter up. So I'm going to... So what does Bane do? It just hinders them.
Hinders them. So when they make a save or attack roll, they have to...
It's kind of like they're weaker.
Yeah. Okay. But it doesn't lower their armor class or anything like that.
No. Nope.
Okay. So I'm going to... Hit one of them with Ramona. That will be a 16. That'll hit. Okay. And that will do 6 damage.
Okay.
And then I will use my drumstick to hit the other one because they're within 5 feet of each other, right?
That's right. Yes.
Cool. And that will be a 19, or actually 20.
That will hit.
And then that will do 7.
Okay. So 6 and 7?
Yeah. 6 and 7. And then that will be my turn.
All right. Yeah. So you start clubbing at these guys. And then it is Scotty's turn.
Cool. I'm going to just attack again, I think. That'll hit, 24.
Okay. Roll some damage.
That'll be 6.
All right. So you hack at this guy with your axe, the guy whose nose you bloodied. He doesn't go down, but you catch him like with a good slash across his chest.
Cool. I'm going to cast Bardic Inspiration on Johnny.
Yay.
Okay. The crew goes, Captain Jet cuts down 2 more people, and Sherry, again, she like throws it online, and the guy like literally bats it out of the air with his axe, and the bomb just kind of goes into the water, and you see the like water spray up as it explodes, and you hear some swearing coming from the top deck.
At least it looks cool.
I still think you're cool.
It's okay, babe. You can do it. I believe in you.
Johnny.
How many people left on their ship?
Oh, tons. There's tons of people all over the place. Yeah.
Where are their cannons located?
Below decks.
Damn it.
Just blow up the ship.
I'm trying to. I want to get in there. Do I have a vantage point of where their gunpowder is?
No.
Damn.
It's just a big pile on the deck.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. I'm hoping they're stupid, but...
They're not.
Did the ship take damage? Is it on fire? The thingy?
Took another point of damage.
Yeah. Can I use...
Your fire's not spreading very...
Can I use prestidigitation to pop a little bit of smoke in it to make the fire bigger?
No.
Oh, because it can do that.
Yeah, you know, it can like puff air in a direction, but it's not in an effective way.
You just like flap your wings.
Can I Peter Pan it and just start cutting through the mast?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah.
You want to get up close to the burning fire?
I thought it hasn't spread yet, Stu.
It's starting to spread.
Okay, well, then I'll leave that. I will. Can I see the person shooting the cannon, or it's like super in there?
No, it's below decks.
Like, okay.
You don't have a good vantage. They're close together. They're not firing the cannons right now either.
Oh, okay. I will
take the ship.
Is there anyone trying to board right now?
Yeah, like going still across? Boarding.
Okay, so I'll shoot one of the person seconds. Going across the ladder with my light crossbow.
Okay.
I got myself 12.
That does hit.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you can use my Bardic Inspiration die to add weapon damage to your roll, or you can use it as a reaction. You can save it, use it as a reaction to add that die to your AC if you're under attack.
I'm going to do that one probably because I have like no AC. Yeah. So okay. I'll roll some damage. So plus dexterity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a solid 11 max all right. damage.
You drop one of the guys. He goes, and falls off the boarding ladder into the water.
Yeah, fighting nice. Minions.
All right. They're putting more boarding ladders over to replace the ones that Cregan exploded.
Damn it.
Some of them are also cutting down the one sail that's on fire so it doesn't spread to the other sails. And then they're going to attack you guys. So the two on Cregan, going to attack him.
And then one of them is...
Right. One of them's Bane,
one
though.
Of them minuses a d4.
Yep.
Yeah. They neither of them hit.
Thank you.
Going to attack Scotty. Neither of those hit because I think a 15 is not enough.
No, it is not.
So you're just parrying with your axe and with your shield.
What's it like to have armor?
And then...
Nice. It's real nice.
What I am.
Aaron, this one attacks you. He won't hit you.
Yes.
So your Bane is working.
Finally, something.
You're their Bane.
Feel my spell. Bane of Bane. Their existence.
Yeah. It was a much better one.
So that happens. There's going to be an archer is going to try and shoot up at Johnny.
I knew they were going to have archers.
Yeah, it doesn't hit him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Suck it, archers.
Yeah, aerodynamic.
Yeah, dwarves don't make good archers. They got short arms, so.
Yeah.
How it's many? Where they got that like bodybuilder build where they can't really bring their arms together properly.
They just, so pull
just like,
the
put a bomb in their back
their
pocket and they're like, I can't get it.
Just end up throwing arrows at you.
Yeah. They can't get the quiver.
That's why they have crossbows.
Yeah. Better off with a sling.
Don't give Stu ideas, okay?
So I disengaged my last turn, so they're not like directly. I'd have to move up to them if I wanted to hit them type of thing.
They moved up to try and hit you.
Oh, right.
The
right.
one guy.
Okay, so I think I have a dagger and a short sword, so I'm gonna attack twice, just like same dude trying
to
take him out.
Okay.
19.
So your attack with your short sword will hit.
Sweet. And 11.
That will not hit.
So, okay. So the short sword hits then.
Yes. It's a d6.
D6. So 6 damage.
Alrighty. You do 6 damage. He kind of grimaces and goes like, ah!
Classic dwarf.
And then I also disengage. Just do a little.
Okay.
Nice.
Twirl.
Cregan Stonehand.
All right. I come for another pass. With this one, though, I am going to use my bardic inspiration to do a blade flourish.
Ooh.
So I'm going to do slashing flourish, except it's probably bashing flourish.
Bashing flourish, yeah.
It rhymes. Funny.
Mm. It's like you do
I'll
a little,
accept it because it rhymes.
Drum solo.
Yeah. Yeah, just...
All the cymbals.
Doom, 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 doom.
With their heads.
Like an Ewok on the Stormtrooper helmets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
That's actually really fitting for Cregan.
Wait, you're an Ewok?
Yeah, he's a small, hairy boy.
Oh my gosh. Ewok in disguise as a gnome.
He's a small, hairy boy.
That's how I got past Sue's no small, furry creatures rule.
He just shaved.
All right, so, Ramona.
Fuck.
That's a 9.
Okay, this dwarf dodges out of the way of that.
So I guess I don't use my bardic inspiration because it only applies if I hit with the attack.
Okay.
So then I will, as a bonus action, just try to hit him with my drumstick.
Okay.
And that will be a 15.
That will hit.
And that will be another 6 damage. No, sorry, 7.
7?
Yeah.
All right. That one, you like flip the drumstick around in your hand and literally like stab it through his eye.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he dies, obviously.
Little did you know, but he's a pirate. That was a glass eye.
Wrong eye.
He just pushes the glass eye into his brain.
And it shatters up into his brain. Yeah.
Oh, that's really. Even a worse way to go.
Ooh.
It's like in CSI coming. Where you get the x-ray view of it happening.
Yeah, he didn't see it coming.
Yeah, because he has no glass eye.
And now it is Scotty's turn.
I am going to attack the guys who are attacking me. I don't hit. That's a 9.
Okay.
But I'm going to do the shield thing again because I don't have another bonus action I want to do. And that'll hit. That's 23 again.
All right. You come around with the shield.
It's my new move for 4 damage.
Your new move, hitting stuff.
Hitting stuff with blunt objects.
So you swing with your axe. He's ready for that. He dodges out of the way. And he again, ill-advisedly, goes, ha ha ha. And you break his nose, which like does the thing where it sends the part of the nose up into the brain, which I know can't actually happen, but this is fantasy world. And he just sort of drops
dead. Don't
add
us.
Well, you can because he has a glass nose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's obsidian to keep with the stone theme.
He lost his nose in a fight. He didn't smell it coming.
The nose knows. That was a real no-nose.
Just wait for you guys to get it out of your system.
amidst the howling Odessa, your sons are lost. Their weary bodies tossed and pitched up to the rail. Black Sea Gale. Sea
Okay, the crew is going again. So the captain still on a hot streak, killing dwarves left and right. And Cherry's just having a real tough time. This one, it's online, but the bomb is a dud, and it just kind of like bounces off the face of the dwarf and rolls to the ground and just kind of gives a little like.
You know what it is? Shoozy is too distracted.
Yeah, I was gonna say. You know,
she's too worried.
Fucking hot shit right now.
Yeah,
so.
You're just like. Like parkouring around, looking all cool.
Except I'm like a little kid. I'm like, did you see me? Did you see me? Look at me, though. Come on.
You're the one distracting her.
hey, Cherry, did you see what I did?
I did
look,
a cartwheel.
Look at me. She's like, stop. I'm trying to throw bombs.
I have a bomb in my hand.
All right, Johnny, what are you up to?
So how many ladders are there right now?
Three.
Can I get to a point where I'm just like... able to thunderwave the ladders in their ship, but not ours, because I can kind of fly to a better vantage point.
Yeah.
Do
the
that.
Ladders are attached to the ship, though.
Yeah, but that sounds like future Johnny's problem.
Okay. Yeah. Do what you want.
I mean, we got rid of part of the railing already. It's not like we need that.
Yeah, and it's not. I don't know. I'm just doing it.
Okay.
It's not structurally
ship's so, fucked anyway.
Yeah. So I'm hoping there's lots of people there too, because I really want to just send them flying. All right. I thunderwave.
Yeah! All right, so you land at the ladders. Thunderwave.
Well, I hover.
So you land.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thunderwave just like down the alley, pretty much.
On the ground.
Yeah. So you got to do some constitution saves. On the ladder and the people's.
Okay. I'll do some of the people ones. Two of them fail. One of them saves. Of the like dwarves that are currently coming across the ladders. And roll damage.
I will, right now.
You can add your, if you want to, your bardic inspiration that you still have.
I'm keeping this so I don't die.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, wait, do you want it back?
I don't really care.
Okay. I'm going to keep it so I don't die.
I only have three of them. Other people could be using them, too.
Oh, yeah, I always forget. Fuck.
Oh, that was terrible. It's four.
Okay.
You can
You knock two dwarves who are not dead.
Just add it. I'll give it back to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, can I do the roll damage then? I'll do some.
No, you have to choose to do it beforehand.
I'll accept that.
To use it next time. And
does
the
ladders break at all?
They do not.
Do they look kind of messed up?
Not really.
Really?
They're not even bloodied.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that happens.
Oh, the other ones take half damage.
Yeah, so two.
Yeah, they did. Remember that.
Okay.
Ow.
And then I kind of, I guess I can't fly back, so.
Okay, that happens. And it's the pirate's turn. They have successfully cut down the burning sail, and they're just dumping it off the side of their ship.
At least the sail's gone.
One of them?
Yeah.
The one that's attacking Shoozy is going to keep attacking. Still has Bane on it.
It's a concentration spell, and I attacked one of them, so it's probably
you
not. Can
no, it's only if you take damage, as long as you... Yeah.
Oh.
You just got to roll to make sure we're still concentrating.
Yep.
So cool. As long as you don't take damage, you can keep it up.
We seem to be really good at that, usually, too.
Well, thanks. Now I'm not. Way to jinx it.
trying to pass the damage around, because I seem to be a sponge.
But a 17, even with the Bane, is going to hit you.
Yeah. Dang it.
And that's going to be 7 damage. Oof. So you do need to roll a concentration check now.
Okay. Just 20?
Yeah, you have to get a 10 or higher.
It's definitely nat 1.
All right, so their bane is unbaned.
No.
So debaned.
In my head, I'm like, man, Cherry's really like cool. I hope she likes me.
All right, Cregan, 2 are attacking you.
Same brain.
1 will hit.
Okay.
For 5.
Yeah.
And shoot, or not shoot, Scotty. One's attacking you.
No.
One that's left alive. He's going to miss.
Good.
As you catch his axe on your shield.
I love this shield so much.
Yeah, seriously.
And it's Shoozy's turn.
It's my favorite shield.
Right. Okay, so here's my idea. Necrotic Shroud is a duration, does not take concentration. That's my bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do my bonus action first and then cast another spell.
You can do it in any order you want.
Okay, I'm going to do that then. So Necrotic Shroud. Do I have to? I just cast it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just happens, I think.
Just. Yeah. happens and I'm really scary. And then...
Do you say anything?
I'm really scary.
Do you deliver a line?
Hey, you punks, I'm really scary.
Probably something along the lines of like,
you interrupted my beer drinking, you fucks. It's time to pay.
So I do that. And they have to charisma save.
Yes.
Look away, Cherry. Look away.
You don't want to see me like
guy,
this.
Yeah, one guy fails. The guy that's in front of you is really the only one right there.
Okay, and then I'd like to cast Cloud of Daggers on their ship, like, or on one of the like ladders, maybe.
Okay. Nice.
Just so that, like, we're not trying to get over there, obviously.
What's
so.
The range on it?
It's a 5-foot cube.
Yeah.
Pretty far. Can it get multiple ladders or just one?
There's only one ladder left.
I thought there was multiple ladders.
There's three. They put up more.
Oh.
But at least one of the ladders.
Did they do that while I was dying?
Yeah. No.
Oh, well.
Is there any... Is there any way, like, I could cast it on their ship close to the ladders? Like, is there, like, an... I don't know.
Oh, so, like, if the ladder goes down, it's still there? I guess it would always be there. It's floating in space.
Hmm. I don't know what's best.
The ones that had the most people, so you can...
Yeah.
Make them stop breathing.
If you put it on the ladder, it would block people from
using
that ladder.
Or if you put it just on the other side of one of the ladders.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, just in case it can clip some other folks, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of the ladder.
With a 5-foot cube, you can get one target with that.
Right, okay. Yeah, let's just do the ladder then.
That's the smallest possible size.
Okay, crap. What is it again? Dex?
Well, you just cast it, and then if anyone moves through it.
Duh, sorry, it's been a while. Yeah, so then it's...
Is anyone on the ladder right now?
Yeah, no. Good question.
There's not. You cast it, all, like, around that ladder, just suddenly, like, daggers appear and start, like, floating around in a cloud of daggers.
And I flip off the rest of the dwarves on the other boat.
Okay.
Just for flavor.
What's the effect on the guy who you freaked out?
Oh, right.
Because he failed.
Right. Oh, yeah. So I guess here's the other thing about Necrotic Shroud is that while transformed, once on each of your turns, you can deal an extra necrotic damage, though I guess that would have only applied if someone was in Cloud of Daggers. So unleash divine energy within yourself, causing your eyes to turn, blah, 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 pools of darkness. Ghostly wings, frightened. They become frightened.
Okay.
Until the end of my next turn.
All right. So on his turn, he just has to move away from you, basically, or he can't move closer to you.
Yeah. Don't look at me, Cherry. Don't look at me.
Can he attack you?
No, because he can't move closer.
Oh, yeah.
If he's a feared.
But what if he had like a crossbow or something, or a bow?
He'd have disadvantage on his attack.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to, the guy in front of me is still up, so I'm going to take a swing at him with Ramona, and that's going to be a 24.
Fantastic. You hit.
All right. And that's going to do 7 damage.
All right. So you've hit this guy a couple times already, and you just cave his face in with Ramona.
Sweet. In that motion, after caving his face in, I swing around or spin around and then point Ramona up towards Cherry and just like give her a nod and then bardic inspiration her.
Okay.
Nice.
Come on, Cherry, land one of those bombs.
I didn't think about using bardic inspiration on NPCs.
Yeah.
Neither did the rules. The world collapses.
Scotty. No.
Also, I have a baseball bat and she has bombs. So
that seems like a terrible idea. That just seems like the worst idea.
No, it's the best idea.
We're
is going to be amazing.
We're not talking like, oh, it has to wait for the lasers to detonate it. No, it's a bomb. It's like fire with like going towards the bomb.
You just have to time it properly. It's fine. It'll be fine. None of us
Scotty,
are going to die.
It
you
is
know what?
Your
no,
turn.
No, do it. I want to see this go through.
So there's one guy left on me, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just attack him.
Just hit it midair. Just explode.
Just vaporize.
17.
You hit.
Yeah. 10 damage.
Damn.
This guy you have not hit before. So he is still standing.
Cool.
He doesn't look great. There was a deep hack into his shoulder.
Hit him with my shield for 16.
That will hit.
Yeah.
These guys do not have a lot of AC.
For 3.
All right. So as you're like pulling your axe out of his shoulder, which is basically his arm is hanging limp, you followed up with like just a edge of your shield into his temple and he drops like a bag of rocks.
Nice. Ha ha. Steal it from them. And then just like punt him a little bit with my boot. Who's next?
All right, the crew's turn. Ooh, Captain Jet misses a guy this time. And then with some bardic inspiration. Yeah, that is a 19 plus a 6 plus her dex. So Cherry like whistles at Cregan and says, "Batter up," and we're just like whips. And you bat it, not at the guy in front of you, because that would be dumb, because it's
also
explosive.
He's dead, isn't he?
There's one guy.
So. Oh, okay.
But you bat it, it sails past that guy, directly at the one on Shoesy, because you figure that's probably what Cherry wants, because they're makeout buddies.
oh, yeah.
Makeout bandits. Makeout pirates.
Yeah, and since you have separated from him and he couldn't move closer to you because of your necrotic shroud, he catches a bomb in the side of the head and it explodes, and he has no head now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because his head's made out of glass.
Nope. His head is made out of nothing, and it's in little bits because it got exploded. It's actually, I don't know how Shoesy feels about seeing someone's head explode in front of her, but...
I mean, I, you know, not indifferent, but like, it looks pretty cool.
It's really not affecting you right now.
You like, might have to go to therapy later.
I mean,
you might have to talk
what
about
else
this.
Is new, right?
I mean, she is currently in like a shroud in like her most fallen angel form. So,
yeah,
right.
Mm. I mean,
probably like a like quick smile would break out.
Like, you know, Krieger probably did that dude a favor because he would have to go through a lot of therapy because of me.
True.
So,
true.
Did him a favor by murdering
by blowing his head off.
Well, he's in a better place. Maybe.
Probably not.
Probably not.
If legend has it, he's probably at the bottom of the ocean somewhere.
But he didn't drown, so...
Oh, do you have to drown to go to the locker?
I think so.
Yeah, or did you just need to be a pirate?
No, I think the rules is drown.
Ah. Yeah.
I mean, he's probably in hell, and from what I've heard from a song that I've heard by Rust Monster, hell probably blows. So.
Yeah, Satan, not a cool guy.
All right, Johnny, it's your turn. There's this one, I mean, there's tons of pirates around, but the only one that's attacking any of you guys right now is the one last one on Cregan.
Yeah, I'll shoot him with a crossbow.
Okay.
Does a 16 hit?
16 will hit.
Yeah. I'm going to use Bardic Inspiration for the damage.
Do it.
Yeah, I am. Well, first, I'm glad I did because that was a 1. So 4 plus.
You have to roll them at the same time for future reference.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
he said he was going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 1. So I got a solid 5 on him.
Okay. That's not enough. So you shoot him in the back with the crossbow. He kind of is like, what? He's definitely not
back.
Great. He's got a crossbow in his back. But he's going to take a swing at Cregan.
This old game again, eh?
And Cregan dies. And Johnny has to live with that.
Well, he misses.
He's
he tries
not
again.
That
he can't
injured.
Get a good swing in because he's got a crossbow bolt in his back. And it is Shoesy's turn.
How close am I to that dude?
You're about like 15 feet.
I get there and attack?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm just going to use
your speed 30 feet, yeah?
Yep.
You got half a move left after that.
I'm going to rapier that fucker.
Can you move attack move in fifth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
16.
16?
Yep.
All right, you'll hit.
So 4.
4? Okay. That's enough now because he's taken quite a bit of damage. So you come up and you just run him through like into like his back and then through his heart and out his chest, which is high enough that it's a dwarf. So it just kind of like comes up right in front of Cregan's eyes, the like point. And he goes down. And then some more
bad
dwarves,
stuff happens.
Some more dwarves join the fight. And they kind of, it looks like these guys each have their own theme and they're kind of singling you guys out. So one comes running.
So they're like our opposite number in the dwarf form.
Yeah. So one comes running at Scotty. He's got a shield and a pick.
Nice.
And he's surprisingly handsome for a dwarf. He's a clean shaven. Most of these dwarves have like big, dirty beards, but he's clean shaven.
Hmm.
And he...
Still too short.
He gives you a smile and he says, "All right, lassie, take on someone your own size," which doesn't really make much sense.
Is he the biggest dwarf, at least?
Not even really. He's just got a shield.
There's actually two dwarves
He's
standing
like
on top of each other.
He's literally half my height, probably.
Yeah, pretty
He's
much.
He's just in complete denial.
4 times your width, probably. But one that catches Cregan's eye from sort of across the battlefield, and he's like starts talking to her. He's spinning 2 stone hammers, and he's got a sweet braided beard. "You and me, gnome, let's do this."
What would you have done if we had just like somehow gotten away, like burned their ship somehow?
Then you
would have
gotten away
and just use them later. Yeah. Or they're just already on the ship somehow.
Exactly.
Because their version of Johnny just flew them over somehow.
I point my bat at him. Now that I have a baseball bat, I can just do that all the time. Just point my bat at
Pretty
people.
Badass. Pretty badass.
It's probably covered in blood at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Hammer some nails for that thing.
Another dwarf comes at you, and he is literally like flipping, doing a floor routine across.
Oh, look at this fucking guy. This fucking guy over here, eh?
Lands spinning some knives, and he says, "You don't scare me."
I'm just like, "Yeah, whatever." And I make the quintessential jerking off motion, like, "Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you. Come right on."
I literally wrote this down as sweet flip dwarf, so.
Well, shit.
He's thinner than the other dwarves, a little more svelte as well.
They don't have names and backstories? I am disappointed.
Well, they're going to be dead soon, probably. So.
Knock
His father was a
wood.
Flipper, and he knew he'd be a flipper too.
Johnny, an arrow flies past your head, and you see, like, literally, like, pointing and glaring from the other ship at you is actually a deep gnome with them. So some deep gnomes teamed up with these dwarves. And he's an archer.
Oh, nice. I thought it was going to just be like a normal dwarf. I'm like, we have no idea what you are.
Yeah. He just got some feathers kind of taped to his face.
Dude, Tartan feathered him.
Oh.
I'm a method actor.
And they're going to make their attacks.
Going the same initiative, I suppose.
Same initiative, yeah. So the one going for Scotty just catches his pick on your shield. But you take no damage. He's still handsome. Two stone hammers coming for you.
All right.
These guys suck today, apparently. So, yeah, you dodge out of the way as both, like, slam and, like, splinter the deck that you're standing on.
Okay.
And he gives you, like, a stun still.
You are.
Yeah, I haven't moved.
Excuse me, I'm confused.
The one does a, like, sweet backflip and throws some throwing knives at Shoozy. One of those will hit you.
Dang it. Does he do a pirouette?
And that's going to be for 6.
Holy.
As a dagger catches you in the shoulder.
Fuck's sakes.
And I'm going to need you to roll on your cloud of daggers.
So oh, yeah.
That's concentration.
Oh, right. Fuck, no. 2 plus
your cloud
whatever.
Of daggers disappears.
My cloud.
And finally, the archer is going to take aim at Johnny. He's going to miss.
Oh though. My gosh.
Amazing.
As another arrow sort of just flies wide.
Nice.
So were they like saving you guys because you're the best fighters or something?
Shoozy, it's your turn.
So this guy's probably pretty close then maybe? I'm going to try and cast... No, wait. He's like super flip wizardy. Maybe I should...
He's a wizard flip wizard.
He's a flipping wizard.
Fuck it. I'll just... I'll dual attack short sword dagger again. See if that works. So 21 for the short sword and 12 for the dagger.
Okay. The short sword hits, the dagger does not.
Right. Okay. So 7 damage.
Hey, you do 7 damage as you run up to this dwarf and stab him with your short sword.
And then I backflip away, or sashay away.
Sashay away.
And then it's Cregan.
All right. Defensive flourish time.
You're going to bash off. It's clobbering time.
TM.
Oh, there's a lot of dirty things that went through my mind.
Keep them to yourself. This is a very clean podcast.
Yeah, we're a PG podcast.
Well, we're super not.
Yeah, that's true.
We have never once sworn.
All right, Ramona, you failed me. So that's a 11.
Yeah, that doesn't hit.
Okay. So I still can activate my flourish. So as part of that attack, I just start spinning my baseball bat around.
Mm-hmm.
So I add, for the turn, 2 to my armor class.
Okay.
And then, as my bonus action, I'm going to try to hit him with my drumstick.
Okay.
And that will be a... 19.
That will hit.
4 damage.
Okay. He takes 4 damage. And then it's Scotty's turn.
Cool. I'm just going to attack because I have all these spells that are actions, but they will really either never work or don't do anything that is particularly good. Like, I would love to use Tasha's Hideous Laughter on somebody, but it never fucking works.
I mean, you just have to keep trying.
I know.
I made it work once, and then I stabbed the guy, and he woke up and shot me in the face. But before that, it was working great.
The only time I've ever made it work was pretty spectacular, which was in a different campaign when I made a dragon laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Which was amazing because it's a wisdom save. but I'm just going to attack. I'm just going to punch him in his handsome face.
You can punch him or axe him?
No, axe him. Axe him in his handsome face. 18.
That will hit his handsome face.
Excellent. I'm going to wipe that smug grin right off of that. 10. 10 damage.
Okay. Yeah, so you axe him in the face and he gets like a scar on his face. And yeah, it just
makes him look more handsome.
Oh, wow.
Damn it.
Well, it's not
now
a scar
he's got,
yet.
Like a rugged handsome thing.
It's not a scar yet. It's
like battle damage, though. He still somehow, he still just looks handsome.
You're punishing Scotty for, like, you're going to make me kill the thing that I like? That sounds right.
And the crew. So let's say Cherry is throwing some bombs. Ooh, she's going to hit. So she throws it into a bunch of other dwarves that, and they, like, a bomb explodes and they go, a couple of dwarves go flying. And the captain is stabbing some more dwarves because they're still dwarves. This is like a clown car boat of dwarves. There are just more dwarves just coming.
Oh.
We need to get away rather than just keep, I mean.
Can't move, though.
I'm happy to keep bashing people's skulls in, but we got to get away from here.
Towards their home base?
Yes, that's where we're going. That is the plan.
I feel like they'll catch up. They know where we're going.
Johnny?
Thunderwave, second level on them.
Okay, so you're going to fly over there?
Yeah. Well, do I even have to? How far is it? 15 foot?
Yeah, I guess you could catch them with it.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
Constitution save. So I guess it's DC 15
yes.
for Constitution.
Yeah, he makes it.
Okay, well then he's going to take half damage still.
Okay.
So 11, so round down takes 5.
Yes. So yeah, he takes 5.
How's everyone doing for health?
I'm great. I've only taken damage
bad.
Once.
Okay, cool.
For once, I'm
can
at
Can I fly to a defensive
15.
Area where he can't just arrow me?
Yeah, I mean, you can move, but he might still be able to arrow you. There's nowhere that's like full cover.
Is there partial cover anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I'll
you can fly to full to partial cover. So you end up hiding behind the like fallen mast, basically.
Yeah.
And he is going to take some shots at you. He's going to critical hit.
Of course he is.
Shots.
How does this happen?
Why?
Did you use Devon's Bane? I miss it.
Of course he did.
No, it actually wasn't with Devon's Bane.
This dude just hates me. That's the difference.
And it is almost max damage.
Yay!
So that is...
So how you doing, bud?
22 damage.
Been better.
You down?
I'm 9.
Okay.
You also notice when the arrow hits you, from the arrow starts sprouting like vines that...
Oh, he's one of those...
...grip you to the ground.
Is he a ranger?
Out of in character, I don't know that. He's just a jackass.
Yeah, that's fair.
Also, enemies don't work the same as everybody. He's not necessarily a ranger. He's a thing I made, basically. Mm-hmm.
I still think he's a ranger.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve, I think you're wrong.
This world that you made up, I think it works a different way.
All right, the dude with the pick is attacking Scotty. Mm-hmm. That time he will hit with a 19, I believe that will hit. That will hit. So he has a bone to pick with you. Not a big one, though. It's a whole 4 damage.
Okay. Refraining from inappropriate comments.
Yeah, no, I went there too.
But I'm not happy about this.
It's hammer time, Cregan. Nope, it's not.
It's nice that our counterparts in these, that they're almost as incompetent as we are.
I don't know what you're talking
Maybe
about.
Maybe a little bit more.
No, yeah. Hammer time's at noon. It's already past noon.
That's true. Half past hammer time.
It's half past hammer time.
Yeah. It's mallet time.
I almost choked on tea again. I almost did a spit take, which would have been even better because I was pointing at Devin.
But only we would appreciate it, / I wouldn't.
All right, shoes. Your counterpart here has noticed you're showing off for Cherry, and instead of coming at you, does some flips up onto that second deck.
Shit.
And is going to try and grapple Cherry. Does so successfully and holds a knife to her throat.
I'm kind of disappointed in Cherry. She's kind of being a damsel in distress, and it's irritating.
I know.
Not to victim like, blame, but...
She hit once.
She did hit once quite spectacularly, yeah. That's true.
Also, they rolled really high to grapple her, which is why she failed. And then... How much of a dick is this? Yeah, he's just a dick. He's just going to stab her.
Oh, no. Oh.
He goes to stab her. And here's a song from a band we like.
Sandlot party tonight. Sandlot party tonight. Sandlot party tonight. Sandlot party tonight. Let's go to the Sandlot. Be there, alright. Sneak out and we'll meet there after dark.
chew. The whole day's gonna spew. Sandlot party tonight. Sandlot party tonight. Sandlot party tonight. Sandlot party tonight. Let's go to the Sandlot party tonight.
That was Sandlot Party by Vancouver's very own punk rock baseball team, Isotopes. And in the middle of the episode, you heard the Dreadnoughts and their song Black Sea Gale. For more on those bands and on this podcast, or if you have some music you'd like to submit, check us out at podcastsofdoom.com. Or you can find us on Facebook under Podcasts of Doom, follow us on Twitter at Dungeon Punks Pod, or Instagram at Dungeon Punks. Subscribe to Dungeon Punks on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to take a few seconds to write us a review, that'd be nice. Dungeon Punks was produced and edited by Kirk Hamilton for the Podcasts of Doom Network.